This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So on Friday night for the preseason game, it was revealed that Drake May isn't going to play and Jaden Daniels isn't going to play. Additionally, Marcus Mariota is dealing with a lower leg strain. Quinn said the level of concern is low, but Mariota is not in Foxborough and he won't be there Friday night to play. So it'll be Josh Johnson. I'm sorry, I said Drake May. I do not have that information. My fault. I do not see anything from Vrabel. But Josh Johnson will play, so will Sam Hartman. Those will be the two quarterbacks in Friday's preseason game against the Patriots. So I just pulled up the poll from a couple of weeks ago, and I put out a new one, an identical poll. Where are you now, especially after a holdout, a hold-in, and a trade request? Are you Team Terry or Team Front Office? When we did this back on July 23rd, so that's exactly 2 weeks ago, Team Terry was at 50.2%. Team Front Office was at 49.8%. So basically a dead heat. Where are you now? By the way, the poll we did yesterday, you know, predicting the outcome of this, Terry getting an extension, Terry playing with no extension, Terry holding out regular season games, or Terry getting traded. Terry getting an extension before the season begins, 69.4%. I thought it would be tighter than that. Playing without an extension, meaning on the final year of his current contract, 21.7%. And then holding out regular season games and getting traded were dead even at 4.5%. I had a friend of mine who has dealt with sports contracts before. He reached out to me. He reaches out every once in a while. He listens every once in a while. And he said to me something that I thought was interesting about Terry's current contract. He said that the deal that he struck in 2022 was not a good deal. It was not a smart deal. It should have been either shorter term or much longer term. It was a 3-year, $68.3 million deal. And it put him in that age crosshairs for his next deal, the turning 30. Now, he just came off his best season. But the guy's point was, if Terry had shown any signs of slowing down, the next deal would have been embarrassingly low. Like, if they didn't have the success they had last year, if he didn't have his best year of his career, if there was any indication, and there was none, of Terry, you know, starting to reach that point where he's on the other side of his prime years, he said, you know, there should have been an opportunity to do this last year or like 2 years from now. Meaning he should have signed a 5-year deal that was worth a lot more. He said that would have been probably unlikely with the group at the time in 2022. But I thought that was an interesting comment. Essentially saying the current agent, who was Terry's agent in 2022, you know, it was just bad timing, and it should have been taken more into consideration that the next deal was going to be as he was going into his age 30 season. Take that for what it's worth. All right, 301-230-0980. Max, you were... I forget where you were 2 weeks. Were you,
so 2 weeks ago, yeah. I was Team Terry, but I also had the caveat in there that because everybody was being pretty darn secretive about what the number was exactly. But now that the numbers officially have, I mean, been leaked or whatever, the, you know, he wants more than DK and stuff like that. So I've kind of flipped a little bit. I'm more team now. That's kind of where I've been leaning because. Looking at the DK Metcalf contract, Denton and I did that last week. It's a really bad deal. It's a really, really bad deal. DK Metcalf, an absolute freak, but he's really hasn't done much in his career to earn that $33 million. I completely understand you don't pay for services that have already been rendered, but at the same time, that production has never really been justified at that contract for DK. So I think Terry's, we got to meet in the middle here. We got to get closer to the 30. I need Adam Peters to come up to the 30 number. I need Terry to come down to 30 from 33. It feels like that's the happy medium that we have kind of extrapolated from all of the information that we have. So that's kind of where I'm at. Team, get him signed for 30. Guarantee, if you're doing a three-year deal, guarantee 60 of it.
Yeah, I'm okay with 30. I'm okay with 50 to 60 guaranteed, however it gets structured. I'm not okay with anything more than that at this
point.
I think the team's at less than 30, and I think it's probably appropriate, but I'm okay overpaying him slightly for being Terry. And by the way, for recognizing the importance he has to this team right now. I'll tell you, I've been a DK Metcalf fan, and I wasn't when he came out of Ole Miss. I thought he was a straight line guy.
We all did.
That didn't have, you know, the ability to get separation other than with speed. I've been dead wrong. I think he is and has at times we've seen him dominate games. He just hasn't had the quarterback play, hasn't had the overall team play. But he's a guy that's, you know, until last year has stayed relatively healthy. It's going to be interesting because they got a guy that can actually throw the football. Aaron Rodgers, did you see the Ryan Clark? Ryan Clark's been anti-Aaron Rodgers
for quite
pretty
some
much
time.
All offseason. Mm-hmm. He attended training camp the other day and he said, I promise you, he's Aaron Rodgers throwing the football. He was Aaron Rodgers throwing the football last year. It just was an absolute train wreck of an organization. But he's 42. We'll see what happens. But that's going to be an interesting combination, man. That's for sure. I am team front office still. That's where I was 2 weeks ago. That's where I am now. I'm there a little bit stronger than I was. Slightly, anyway. But I want it to work out. I really want it to work out for Terry. I want him to be here for the next 3 years, 4 years, finishing his career here. I think he's super important to this team. And I think the team recognizes that. But I don't want the team to overpay for a great guy. I think that's a bad precedent. I just do. Anyway, where are you guys? 301-230-0980. Team Terry or Team Front Office? Let's start with James and Laurel. James, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
James, what's up?
So I'm team front office, and honestly, if the front office is as smart as I'm pretty sure they are, this is actually the easiest negotiation and probably the easiest game of playing chicken in Texas Hold'em that you can play with someone calling their bluff. If you look at the history of Terry McLaurin in this franchise from when he was a Redskin to Washington football team player to now, he's been a team-first guy. And no matter how much he tries to stand in front of everyone and say that he's, you know, he wants his money, he wants this, he wants that, nothing about his character indicates he's anything other than a team guy.
Right.
He can dig his heels in all he wants to. He's played behind some of the worst quarterbacks that I can't even name all the quarterbacks he's played behind. And now he's finally with a guy in Jaden Daniels where they were one game away from a Super Bowl, and you're telling me you're going to hold out for a couple million dollars more and actually walk away and play for potentially another team that will be further away from your goal of trying to win? I doubt very seriously that's going to happen. So I think it's easy to see them working the deal out and him being a commander moving forward. So easy negotiation, but I'm team first.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Good call. Yeah, I just, I mean, you know, he's – playing the, you know, the holdout book by the book, right? You know, under, you know, expressing frustration, having it, you know, leak out through his agent, then doing it publicly, then holding out, then holding in, then requesting a trade. And now, you know, we've got to wait for the next move. The next move is, does he hold out in regular season games? I think that that, you know, again, I think it's the only way that he actually has a chance to get back any kind of leverage, but I think it's high risk and maybe not big reward. I think that if we're talking about, you know, coming down a few million a year and maybe losing $5 to $10 million on the guarantee or whatever it is, I think he's better with, you know, bird in hand. I don't think the two in the bush are there. Not with this group. You know, he would have been better off having Snyder still own the team and have a real strong affinity for Terry, which he probably would have had, although he was more apt to buddying up with quarterbacks or, you know, sort of outlandish stars. That's not what Terry is. Let's go to Skip. Skip, are you team front office or team Terry?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Kevin.
What's up,
Skip? As you know, I've been pretty strongly Team Terry, but I must admit I'm wavering a bit. And I'm thinking selfishly now about all the pleasure I could have this upcoming season if Terry is there, and I definitely don't want him to miss any games, any regular season games. So, and of course, you had another question about how much would we lose if he's not there, and I was strongly feeling like it's going to be a lot, especially when you get to the end of the season and the playoffs. You're going to need a number one guy for that, at least. So I think there's an obvious solution, and Lewis Riddick said, and I think Lewis is pretty tapped into Terry's and to the team, said that the floor for Terry is 30. So I think the obvious solution is to get to that 30 number, and I disagree with you about the guarantee being under 60. I think it has to be at least 60 because that is the bottom line equal to DK Metcalf that Terry really wants, is that guaranteed 60. You know, I believe that Terry is good for this year and a couple years after that. As far as his wear and tear, that he still has speed, that even a couple of the guys that are paid high, more than him, like the receiver in Detroit, you know, is like a 4-6 guy. He's a great slot receiver, but he's
Amon-Ra St. Brown's a 4-6 guy?
Yes. You can look it up. Okay, because I've looked it up, all these things up, trying to compare Terry to
four,
the
five,
other guys.
4-5-1.
A 4-5 okay. guy.
Oh, at his best. Okay.
Skip, I don't know if Amon-Ra St. Brown's a star, a legit star receiver.
But does he stretch the field like Terry?
I think he does everything.
The answer is no.
Personally.
He's a great slot receiver, which means you can feed him the ball.
He doesn't have the versatility maybe that Terry has, but he's...
That's important.
I mean, almost any vote, whether it's, you know, media or players, Amon-Ra St. Brown consistently is thought of as a better receiver than Terry McLaurin. And, oh, by the way, he's 24, 25 years old. But anyway, we don't need to argue about that. You're wavering. Why are you wavering?
I am wavering.
You haven't said specifically why you're wavering.
Because I'm thinking now about the team and this season. The opportunity we have this season is so tremendous. I don't want it to be ruined by him missing regular season games, because that's going to be a terrible bring disunity to the team, and we need to get off to a good start. We have that Green Bay game, and, you know, we have some other tough games. So I am wavering. I'm still team. I think he deserves at least $30 million and a $60 million guarantee.
Okay.
I mean, I think the team has to do that in order, you know, just to keep.
I don't think the team's at 30. I think they're at less than 30. I wouldn't mind 30. I'd consider it to be a slight overpayment, to be honest with you, based on where I would have him among the receivers in the league and where their average is. Now, again, average annual is not as important as practical guarantee, guaranteed for injury. But I'm okay if they would get there, because I would consider that, you know, an overpayment based on the guy that you want, his importance to this team. I think the one thing we have to be clear about, he's going to play this year for this team, and he's a professional. So he's only going to go out there and do everything he can to not only help the team win, but to put up a big season for himself. You know, so
what about the feeling within the team about how you treated?
I think that's way overrated stuff, personally. I think everybody's into their own thing. And by the way, who's to say some players in that locker room aren't looking at Terry saying, man, you're asking for way too much. You're great. We love you. We want you here, and go for it. But you're not just below Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
What about at least giving him 30?
What
about giving him at least 30 and 60 million guarantee?
But that's apparently not where he's been, right?
I know.
As far as we know.
I said, to me,
30 is a slight overpayment in terms of average annual, but I'd be willing to do it for him, definitely. Skip, let me move on. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to Ian, Team Terry or Team Front Office?
I've been Team Terry. I will stay Team Terry. I will say the same thing I said to you over Twitter where you responded back. If we can come up with this deal, because obviously the team leaked to Schefter what they think he wants. He leaked to Diana what he wants. I think there's a compromise like you just went through with your previous caller. I echo your sentiments that the goal is to win this year and next year, if not greater. He gives you that chance. You don't have a plan B. Terry's not getting traded, just like Miles Garrett didn't, just like Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons too. Guys. Right. We know all of this gets done, just like Dak got done at the last minute, CD got done at the last minute, this will get done at the last minute, but I never understand this process. You know you're going to – both sides kind of know what the end is. There is a compromise. Why go through all this rigmarole to get there? And it's so funny because if you recall 2 years ago with Dak or last year with CeeDee Lamb or this year with Myles Garrett, both sides are so hyperbolic about it and then come to a compromise and it's as if nothing happened.
That'll probably happen. But I think in terms of why you go through this, I can't answer that because I don't have, and you don't have, the specifics.
The
if he's out there asking for just barely less than what Justin Jefferson makes, the team is probably like, you're out of your mind. Like, we are way far apart. You've got to, you know, you got to lessen up that dig with your heels because we can't get anywhere near that.
Kevin, do you believe that Terry thinks and is asking for Jefferson Chase money?
I don't know. Considerably more than DK Metcalf puts him at 3 or 4 in the league on average annual.
That's like I think that's what the team leaked. I don't believe that that's what Terry's side because you just heard your previous caller say that. And then the other thing, and this is a larger point, in an off season that should be all about football and excitement, it has been bizarre. You look at Philly, you look at some of the other teams, it is football 24/7. This off season has been the name, the uniform, the stadium, Terry. And it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, but you know what? The underlying for me, and I can't speak for all of you, is that I've never had this much anticipation for a season and this much confidence in a season than I have right now. It's been decades. They're going to be a good football team this year. They're going to be a very good offensive team because Terry's going to play. You and I both know that. He's playing.
Right.
Whether it's probably going to be on an extension where they're all going to, like you said, and I agree with you, they're all going to talk about, hey, this is the process, it's just business, we love each other, and he'll be ready to roll. You know, I do have some concerns. Thanks, as always, Ian. I do have some concerns. It's the Paulie concern, and it's not unfounded that if you're not there and you're not working from the beginning and you're not getting into football shape and you're not, you know, in rhythm with Jaden and Debo and some of the changes that they may have made to the, you know, I get that. I think there's some risk there. So I would rather it get done much sooner than much later. But he's going to play. You know, that to me is not, they're not trading him. That's not going to happen. So, he'll be there. I just hope he's not there compromised, physically or otherwise. 301-230-0980. I see everybody on hold. We'll get to you, Joe, DC, Kurt, Lap, Bones, Ronnie. Again, Team Terry or Team Front Office. Eric Edholm from the NFL Network will join us at 11. We'll keep you posted on what's going on with the joint practice with the Patriots. It has gotten underway here in the last few minutes. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's happening on this Wednesday, August 6th. Matt Stafford is dealing with an aggravated disc injury. Reports are that the Rams are being cautious and are calling him week to week. The 37-year-old quarterback could still be ready to go for week one. And following the retirement of Mike Williams, the Chargers are bringing back the other receiver from the old dynamic duo. Keenan Allen is returning to the team following a one-year stint with the Chicago Bears. The 33-year-old wide receiver worked out with the team on Friday and reunites with his old quarterback, Justin Herbert. George Kittle crashed an NFL Network set yesterday with Fred Warner to air a grievance after he found out that the NFL has banned smelling salts, claiming that the effects from the salts can mask concussion-like symptoms. Kittle is asking to find a middle ground after admitting he uses them, quote, before every drive, end quote. And the Nats, they fall to the Athletics in a 16-7 blowout. Mackenzie Gore with one of his roughest outings of the season with only 3 innings pitched, giving up 12 hits and 8 earned runs. The Nats are in a get-right spot tonight. Cade Cavalli getting ready to make his debut against Jeffrey Springs. First pitch is at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.